You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a really, really good young player. He can make a ton of plays, both on schedule and off schedule, as elite arm talent to throw the ball around the field. And then to your point, Kelsey, he can really get he's very elusive, extremely elusive. He can get out of the pocket to the left, to the right, vertical in the pocket. He's a hard guy to bring down, and that adds another element to their team, and in this case, their run offense.
That's Kevin Stefanski talking about Caleb Williams. This is Raheemy Harrison-Brody on 670 The Score. And we go out to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That's where we find Anthony Lima. He is at SportsBoyTony on X. He's the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Anthony, how are you?
You played me in. Can I do a pop quiz? Do you know the song? Do you know the group?
Thuggish, Ruggish Bone.
Oh, don't come out here talking right. Like that. Come on now. We are all
listen,
of a certain age.
I'm just making
age.
Sure. I know you guys were all about Do or Die, Crucial Conflict, very different rap, but same genre, but different groups. They feuded back in the day, as you know.
How about you just meet me at the crossroads and we won't be lonely? Oh. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
Sadly
there
enough,
you go.
That,
I love that.
That song reminds me, guys, of Kyle Schwarber. That was his walk-up music when he once upon a time was a Cub and is no longer a Chicago Cub and is now back with the Philadelphia Phillies. But he was all thuggish, ruggish, bonish.
That cuts deep because he was on a team that, you know, we blew a 3-1 lead in the World Series.
Oh, I didn't know that happened. When did that happen?
Do you remember when Kyle?
Appreciate that.
Do you remember when Kyle Schwarber came back and we were all excited? Oh man, it was so exciting.
No, I blocked it out. Anything after the Rajay Davis home run, I blocked out in Game 7.
I blacked out after the Rajay Davis, and I was doing pre and post game. I was in the visitors press box or in the visitors
I covered
booth.
Rajay Davis with the Pirates. That's all you really need to know.
I thought it was
Anthony,
over.
Let's start this off. I need to get straight to the point here. Convince me the Cleveland Browns aren't tanking after what I watched at the end of that game last week.
Not tanking. Well, one, Shador Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, he has arrived, the reigning AFC offensive rookie of the week. So he performed. Look, they fell to the lowly Tennessee Titans, but hey, he injected some enthusiasm. There is an energy in the city. We were joking about how cheap the tickets were to go to the Browns games. Their season was over basically 5 weeks in when they traded Joe Flacco. Then we went through a Dylan Gabriel experience. And then basically the entire crux of the season was just wondering not if it was going to happen in terms of Myles Garrett chasing down that sack record, but when, and hey, maybe it could be this week. So that's why they're not tanking, because Shador is coming to Soldier Field to put on a show. Deion will be in the building, and Myles Garrett might just come away with the all-time single season sack record.
Oh yeah, then how do you explain that 2-point conversion?
Yeah,
play?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I knew exactly. I was laughing because that it didn't make sense, Anthony.
Okay, is it that it didn't make sense that they went for two, or the actual play where they took Shador off the field?
You know
the
which part.
Actual play where people were just running around like it was electric football or something.
That's a great comment.
Listen, the X's and O's guys meet the analytics guys. The analytics guys said you had to go for two. We saw that last night, by the way, on Thursday Night Football, a team down 14 going for two. The Browns did that. The analytics community loved it. The X's and O's football guy, they absolutely despised it. The actual play, the football guys didn't love taking the quarterback who was in rhythm off the field, but the all 22 guys, these are all different guys, by the way, maybe some gals
as
well.
Yep, you're right.
They say the play would have worked. They say it absolutely was wide open and it was good play scheme, good design.
Just because everybody's on the field in a space doesn't mean they were, like, everybody was open. I don't know what the hell was supposed to happen there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one will go back to the drawing board for a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. Also, things that we flash back to, Anthony, as we talk to Anthony Lima, he is the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 in Cleveland. We did also bring up the game where the Bears sacked, or the Browns, rather, sacked Justin Fields 9 times, and he had 1 net yard passing. So it wasn't all anti-Cleveland, for the record. That is a game we desperately don't want to see repeated. And one of the main questions we have is, do you think that Myles Garrett gets 3 sacks on Sunday to get the record in Chicago?
Well, so the debate in town, as much as we, the only minutes we did not devote to Shador Sanders over the last few days was whether or not Myles got a little sack happy, and he did. I mean, he was lining up so far outside of where he normally lines up. It was basically the speed outside rush, and boy, it was actually a great game plan by Tennessee when they weren't chipping him. They were just running right at him with that lane that was created on his sack attempt. So it's something to see if that's curtailed a little bit, because it did become a little bit of a story locally. And when that happens, then sometimes you see an overcompensation. And they gave up just way too many yards last week on the ground to Tennessee. And, you know, we're expecting a lot of the same from Chicago. I know sub-zero conditions, but look, both these teams and these cities understand playing in cold weather. But this could be a little bit of a different animal. And I have seen Myles Garrett blow up so many great plans of attack from really good offensive coordinators. So I'm really curious to see if he comes back and tries to play a little more disciplined, because last week it was pretty obvious. He's trying to get the sack record and he's on a really bad team. The defense feels like they've done their part this year. And I think he kind of feels like, hey, I've played like an MVP, only I'm on a 3-win football team.
Yeah, and honestly, like I said earlier, I don't want him to get against the Bears, but I do hope that he gets the record this year. As for Shador Sanders, tell us about Shador Sanders, and do you think that he is actually the future quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? What's the discussion been, Anthony?
So I never even thought he would get to this point. Mm-hmm. Remember, they brought 4 quarterbacks to start out. They called it a quarterback competition. They had 2 veterans in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. And then they drafted Dylan Gabriel, overdrafted him in the 3rd round. And then they took Shador, who was caught in that free fall from when Mel Kiper said he was his QB1 all the way down to the 5th round. So I thought it was going to be really hard for him to climb the ladder. But they traded Joe Flacco. Dylan Gabriel got concussed, and here we are. And I got to give him credit. I mean, the bad habits that everybody except his fan base would agree that he had, they're very vocal. They thought he had no problems. They thought it was a vast conspiracy by the left and the right wings for him to fall the way he did in the draft. But now that he's gotten the opportunity, he's been so likable. He's been all over in the community. He has given awesome press conferences. He seems to have no shortage of, you know, gravitas and confidence, almost to a delusional aspect, which I think you have to be as a rookie in that league to be able to perform. And he has been fun to watch. The vertical passing game, his accuracy has been there. Yeah, he's taken some horrific sacks. He has made some boneheaded plays. He had an interception last week that was really one of the reasons they ended up getting down 2 scores in that game, even allowing them to have the chance to come back and have him put up those amazing numbers. He accounted for 4 touchdowns. So he has been fun to watch. I do think it's a big step up in competition. The last 3 games, For him, it was a terrible Raiders team. It was all the defensive backups for the 49ers, and it was a terrible Tennessee team. Chicago, even though defensively by the numbers, you guys may not be great, but you do turn the ball over, or you get quarterbacks, you turn them over. So they're playing three teams coming up in, you know, Chicago this week, Buffalo next week, Pittsburgh, all have something to play for. Oof. And so it's going to be fun to see if Shador can match that.
Anthony Lima, the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, joining us here on Raheem Harrison Grody as we get ready for the Bears and the Browns on Sunday. So tell me in your mind, Anthony, and I'm really curious as to just how much buzz there is about Shador compared to the start maybe of the season, but how does the blueprint look like for a Browns win on Sunday?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we've said all year it's going to be running game and defense. The problem is they can't run the ball anymore. They have a very talented rookie running back that won the national championship at Ohio State. And that, of course, is Quinshon Judkins. But his yards per carry down to like 3.7, and it's not his fault. He's literally being hit and contacted 1 to 2 to 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's been happening all year. And Chicago fans are going to love hearing this. Basically, the five offensive linemen the Browns started the season with, they might be 0-for-5 in this game. All five might be out. It's Joel Bitonio might be a game-time decision. So they have had trouble blocking the run and really – you know, Shador has actually done a nice job staying elusive in the pocket. So it might just be in a game like this where I expect it to be really low scoring. It's going to have to be defense for sure. Myles Garrett is a game wrecker. I've seen him just steal games on his own. You guys referenced the insane game against Justin Fields, you know, what, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shador's going to have to make some plays, and it'd be nice to get that running game going again. And it might be one of those where the Browns use the pass to set up the run, which you've got a veteran defensive coordinator. It's been interesting to see how these different DCs have schemed against Shador, because some teams have rushed 4. San Francisco did that and dropped 7 into coverage. Last week, it was a little bit of a mix. It changed when Tennessee got 2 scores up. So I'm curious to see if you guys are going to be bringing the blitz, because when you do bring the blitz, he has hit some hot routes out there. He's also made some really bad mistakes.
We're talking to Anthony Lima, the morning show host with Ken Carmen at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And I'm glad you brought up the passing game, setting up the run game, because tight ends, especially in this Bears defense, I feel like between the 20s, they give up some yards. And we've seen that. And with Harold Fannin Jr., 122 yards ahead of the next leading receiver in Jerry Jeudy on this team, I would expect him to get some yards in this game. You know, how pivotal has he been just to keep that offensive rhythm going for this Browns team?
Fannin has been a total bulldozer once he catches the ball. He didn't test great at the combine. I did some of his games on ESPN for Bowling Green, and I saw a lot of the same stuff I'm seeing now, only it was at a different level. And the question is, can a guy like that take that next step? And he has been sensational as a tight end. They line him up all over the field. They've even put him in the backfield before. They've lined him up at quarterback. He has been so much fun to watch. This rookie class as a whole is the best rookie class they've drafted by far in like six regimes. So they are on it. They got a linebacker. You guys would appreciate, because you understand linebacking play at a very high level. In his rookie year, Carson Schwessinger not only hits hard, he has the instincts. He's just been terrific. And that guy was a walk-on at UCLA,
yeah,
and ends up becoming a second rounder. He could legitimately be all pro. I have heard some buzz there. It's not a bad defense, so he may not get that, but he's definitely going to be defensive rookie of the year. I've seen he is the odds-on favorite. So it's been fun to watch these rookies get after it. Mason Graham, and this is hard for me to say. I'm an Ohio State grad. Mason Graham from Michigan. Remember, they traded down with Jacksonville for their – you know, do it all wide receiver corner Travis Hunter. He's had a miserable year. Browns picked up an extra first round pick, and they got Mason Graham, who has been terrific on that defensive line with Myles Garrett.
It's interesting you bring up Schwessinger, because, and I don't know if this is a name, a comp that has been bantied about, and maybe that's where Ben Johnson got it, but Ben Johnson, without us really prompting him, comped him to Luke Kuechly. Does that sound right to you, Anthony?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I mentioned great linebackers. He's not, you know, exactly the same as, you know, some of the greats that you've had, but he has been awesome to watch. I mean, he lays the wood on some of these hits. And then I've just seen him sniff out great play calls from Kyle Shanahan. He had a play where he was on the ground, one arm took Christian McCaffrey down. There's just been a lot of that this year. So hopefully, obviously, as a Browns fan, I'm hoping he makes those tackles closer to the line of scrimmage, because he's also had games where he's had double-digit tackles. They're just further down the field, you know, when their defense gets fooled a little bit. Jim Schwartz, their defensive coordinator, is very aggressive, mm-hmm, almost to a fault. But that's something Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, I imagine, are going to be ready for. They are going to come. They come with safety blitzes, delayed blitzes from the corners. They'll come at every angle. And a lot of it is because they know Myles Garrett can wreck a play at any point and have your quarterback looking in the wrong direction.
No, I feel like the Bears practice against that a bit with Dennis Allen as well. This has been a lot of fun, Anthony. Thanks for catching up with us today.
I appreciate the bone shout out. Good luck to you guys. Could have done without the Kyle Schwarber, but, you know, all good.
Go
all
Guardians.
Good. We'll do it again.
Go Guardians.
Well, it's not
Thanks,
like the
Anthony.
Cubs have him anymore either. That's Anthony Lima.
That's true.
Sports Boy Tony on X. He is the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.